Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we finished up our WOW series, where we've been saying every week that we say yes because God is faithful. We looked at the story of Ruth, an incredible story of Naomi and her husband Elimelech. They had two sons. They moved to Moab from Bethlehem. They go there, her husband dies, her sons marry two Moabite women, and within 10 years, both of her sons are dead. So she's a widow and lost both of her sons. She's obviously very distraught, and she realizes, I need to head back home, go back to Bethlehem, and realizing that these two, her two daughters-in-laws are probably, you know, they're not going to fare well, so she basically tells them to go home, find new husbands. But one of her daughter-in-laws, Ruth, said this, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts me from you." It's a pretty incredible statement of commitment and just absolute devotion. What she's saying is, I'm trusting your God. I'm trusting that whatever he has for you, he has for me. That is a tremendous amount of faith and commitment. They go back to Bethlehem. Now, understand that at that time, a widow that doesn't have any children doesn't fare well. Usually, they're the worst case economically. They are going to be destitute. But she has some family land that she's able to go back to. She brings, obviously Ruth goes with her, and Ruth starts to glean, which is one of the laws that God gave the Jewish people, that poor people could glean. So the people who would come by and harvest the land, they would just pick up, as much as they could fast, and stuff that was left over had fallen to the ground could be taken by those who were poor. So this is what Ruth does. Ruth ends up gleaning on a land of just so happened to be a guy named Boaz, who happened to be one of Elimelech's relatives. Now, there's also a law for the Jewish people that when someone is a widow, that someone who's close of kin could marry the widow and basically redeem her, that this person would promise to take care of them and even possibly produce offspring if possible, so that that woman would be taken care of and that family line wouldn't die out. Well, in all of that, Boaz, who's just a godly man, recognizes this Moabite widow and chooses to protect her, tells his men to drop food for her, make sure that she has all that she needs, and he just protects her because he's heard that this Moabite widow, Ruth, is literally committed to her mother-in-law. And over time, what ends up happening is Boaz ends up marrying Ruth, and then protects Naomi. They have a child, and their child's name is Obed. Obed ends up giving birth to a little boy named Jesse, who ends up giving birth to a little boy named David, who becomes king of all of Israel. Now, it's a pretty fascinating story. Like, if you think of it just as a love story, it's pretty cool that this woman who's a widow, commits her life, even if it means that she dies, to protect her, former mother-in-law, and ends up being, rescued by the hero Boaz, and ends up having offspring that becomes the king of all of Israel. It's a pretty amazing story in that. But the bigger picture here is you see the faithfulness of God, that the Moabite people were people who were enemies of God. So to have a Moabite woman who's trying to live her life to protect her Jewish mother-in-law, she comes to a land that's not her own, and God provides someone there to care about her, to love her, to take care of her, to protect her. She did come under the Lord's wings, if you will. She came to rest and be protected by God, and God provided someone for her. It's an incredible story of God's faithfulness. And I think for us, we need to recognize the faithfulness of God, but also the heart of God, that he chose a Moabite widow to be part of the family line of King David, and ultimately the family line of Jesus himself. That means God cares about those who are destitute. God cares about widows. God cares about those who are far from him. He has the heart to love a Moabite widow who, the Moabites were enemies of Israel. That's who God is. That's why we go, because God cares about those who are far off, and he is faithful. God, I pray that you help us to be just faithful in return, that would be faithful to you and to your mission to go and make disciples of all the nations. Because you care about all of those who are far from you. Help us to have that same heart. Help us to go because we know that you're faithful, not because we're able, but we trust in your faithfulness, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, take a second. I want you to think about the people in your life who might be far from God, those who may have other religions or just completely putting their hand in God's face. Take a second and pray for them and ask how God might use you to be a blessing to them. Well, till next time, God bless.